As a British climber or mountaineer, we are often sheltered from the objective and subjective dangers of alpine climbing by the very fact that our own mountains are quite small in contrast to the Alps. Therefore, the dangers are minimized to some degree. Of course, there are always dangers in the mountains wherever you are. But when you go to the Alps, and if your focus is upon Mont Blanc, shall we say, then you have to bear in mind certain features. The objective dangers are obvious. You have glaciers, and in glaciers there are crevasses. Crevasses open up, people fall down them, people get killed. There are seracs. Seracs are big chunks of ice, sometimes the size of double-decker buses, and they tend to lean at precarious angles, and you never know when they're going to fall down. In fact, during my first visit to the Alps many, many years ago, we, my party and I, passed under a large serac, and within a minute or so of passing under it, collapsed on the very track we just passed across. So, you know, that's an objective danger. Altitude is also an objective danger. You're going on Mont Blanc, for example, you're going up to 15,500 feet. The air is very rarefied, less oxygen getting to the brain, so your level of judgment is not always as accurate as it would be, say, on a British mountain or at ground level. And you have to think about these things. Also, you need to be pretty fit because Mont Blanc is a steep mountain. It's not classed as technically difficult. You could say it was even a walk, but a walk can be quite dangerous at that altitude, and people have been caught out, and cloud can form on a mountain of that height very, very quickly. And these are the dangers. The other things, of course, are subjective dangers. You've got to know yourself, not just the mountain, but yourself. How fit are you? Are you capable of committing yourself to an ascent which is going to take 2 days? What about the people you're with? Are they fit enough to do it? These are all considerations which have to be taken into account before you start an ascent of Mont Blanc.